todo nombre, el nombre del Señor Jesucristo. I greet every one of you in that name that is above every name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Y quiero decirles que hay un gran mover de Dios que está arrasando a todo el mundo. There's a great move of God that is sweeping across this world today. Hallelujah. Y lo que más conozco es lo que Dios está haciendo en el país de Nicaragua. And what I know the most about is what God is doing in the country of Nicaragua. Porque ahí Dios está derramando de su Espíritu Santo, está haciendo grandes milagros y cambiando muchas vidas. Because God is pouring out His Spirit in Nicaragua. He's doing miracles. He's changing many lives. Hallelujah. Can you say praise the Lord tonight? It's so good to be with you here in Puyallup and to be back again, I should say. We've visited a couple of times over the years. And it's good to see that God has still got a vibrant, alive church in Puyallup. Amen. Anybody agree? Hallelujah. Isn't it good just to be in God's house? And I found that it's exciting where two or three are gathered together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. His presence is going to be there. Amen. Anybody feel that tonight? Yes. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. I feel that presence of God. And it's exciting to know that God will do that anywhere and everywhere. Hallelujah. And it doesn't matter what language, it doesn't matter what continent you're on or what country, but God is willing to pour out His Spirit anywhere and anytime there's somebody that's seeking after Him. Hallelujah. And that's happening today in Nicaragua. I'm excited about that. I'm excited that we don't have to just live in the past and dream about how great it used to be. Amen. Now, we all know that God has done some tremendous things, amen, over the years. And it's wonderful to go back and remember all the awesome things that God has done. But I'm glad that we don't have to just remember what He used to do. Hallelujah. But that God is still doing it today. Praise God. What He began on the book of Acts, amen, in the book of Acts on the day of Pentecost, God is still doing that same thing today. Hallelujah. Because miracles are still happening. People are still getting the Holy Ghost. Lives are being changed. It's happening today. It's happening in Nicaragua. Hallelujah. And as we travel around the United States on deputation, I'm seeing that God is moving throughout our fellowship. Praise the Lord. Praise. Isn't that exciting tonight? Could we just give the Lord a hand clap tonight? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And, you know, before I get too far into our presentation tonight and all the, I just want to take a minute and just thank you for your kindness to me. Amen. And if Brother Schooner were here tonight, I would say it right to his face. Amen. I told him last night how much that I appreciate all that he and all of you have done for me. Praise the Lord. I came in Monday night, and Brother Schooner was so kind through the generosity of all of you to place me in a very nice hotel. And I was there Monday night all day yesterday and today, and he's so kind of put me there and took me out to eat, took me out, tried to teach me how to play golf. Amen. That was a disaster, but hallelujah. Every once in a while, I actually managed to hit that little white ball. Didn't always go where I expected it to. Amen. But I tell you, it was just so good to have that fellowship together. I came to town, and I was really, really concerned about the brakes on my car, and I said, you know, God, I got to do something. And I said, Brother Schooner, would you happen to know anybody that works on brakes? And he said, I got just the man. And took it there, and he got it all fixed. And then I've been praying for several weeks, and I was saying, God, now I've got this broken tooth, and it's really, really bad, and I can't even smile anymore. It's so bad. And God, I need to find out a way to get that fixed. But when you're traveling, and every day you're in a different city, in a different place, this is really hard to do. And we tried about a week or so ago, we tried to call someone up and say, well, okay, could we? And they said, well, you know, in a couple of weeks, in a month or so, we might be able to work in. Well, that's too, you know, tomorrow I'm gone. But you know what? God answered that prayer here in Puyallup also. Praise the Lord. Man, Sister Quintana made a few phone calls and found a place, and they took me in today. And lo and behold, I walked out a few hours later with a root canal. Amen. So if my mouth looks a little droopy and I talk a little bit funny, that's why. Amen. But you know, God is so good to bless his children. And you know, we take these things for granted, but God loves us. Amen. He cares about us, and he uses folks like you to bring to pass the things that his children need. And so I want to thank you from my heart for all of your kindnesses. Amen. How many would like to worship the Lord a bit tonight? I'm going to move up to the piano, and I wonder if you'll help me out a little bit. Will you do that? Yeah. Now, Nicaragua, we like to worship the Lord really good. Also, the only difference is we do it in Spanish. But that's all right, because you can all sing in Spanish, right? Okay. Amen. Well, you know, if you can't sing in Spanish, how many clap in Spanish? You ready? This song says, prepárate para que sienta, or prepare to feel it. Amen. Now, we're going to get with it a little bit. Y'all ready? You going to help me out with that clapping? All right. Prepárate para que sienta, prepárate para que sienta, prepárate para que sienta el Espíritu de Dios. Y déjalo que se mueva, y déjalo que se mueva, y déjalo que se mueva dentro de su corazón. Y eso es el Espíritu Santo, eso es el Espíritu Santo. Oh, gloria, aleluya, aleluya, gloria a Dios. Oh, gloria, aleluya, aleluya, gloria a Dios. Así, 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 así se alaba Dios. Así, 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 así se alaba Dios. Con mucha alegría y gozo, con mucha alegría y gozo, con mucha alegría y gozo. Así se alaba Dios. Poder, poder, yo siento el poder. Poder, poder, yo siento el poder. El poder está aquí, el poder está aquí. El poder está aquí, que viene, que viene, que viene a mí, que viene, que viene, que viene a mí, que viene, que viene, que viene a mí, que viene, que viene, que viene a mí. Aleluya. Praise God. You did great. Aleluya. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. How many love the presence of the Lord tonight? I want to try something tonight that I have a rule that I never, 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 never do this. And that's try to sing something for the first time unrehearsed. But I'm just feeling this in my heart tonight. There's a beautiful song that I'd like to try to sing for you in Spanish and English. And you probably know it. So if you do, and the parts in English, just join right in and worship with me. In and out of situations that tug at war at me, y todo el día yo busco el consuelo del pesar. But when I come into his presence, all my questions become clear. In ese sagrado momento, todas mis dudas correrán. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of was vanished, hearts are mended in the presence of the King. Through his love, the Lord provided a place for us to rest. Es la torre de refugio dentro de la tempestad.
Now there's never any reason for you to give up in despair. Solo clame el nombre de Jesús y a Jesús encontrarás en la presencia de Jesucristo, Dios potente, príncipe de paz. Problemas cambian, corazones gozan en la presencia de mi rey. Sing it with me now. Oh, in the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace. Just worship him. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus, we worship you. We invite your presence tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We open our hearts and release our minds into you, Lord. Hallelujah, that you might touch our lives. Oh, God, that you might carry out your purpose and work in our lives. Give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Anybody love him tonight? Oh, hallelujah. Isn't it great to worship him? Isn't it great to be in the presence of God? Hallelujah. And we are feeling that presence here tonight. Oh, hallelujah. I can't think of anything greater than entertaining the presence of the Almighty God and feeling the touch of his Spirit upon us. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what we've been throughout the day. It doesn't matter all the kind of stuff that has happened in our life. There's something about the presence of God, amen, that when it begins to move over us, hallelujah, and we begin to enter into that presence and we feel the touch of God's Spirit begin to wrap around us, it does exactly what this song says. Hallelujah. It begins to wipe away so many things. Hallelujah. And begins to do a work in our lives that only God can do. Can you say praise the Lord tonight? Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. I'm telling you, what we're feeling here tonight is exactly what God is doing in Nicaragua. The only difference is that we speak Spanish there, but that's not a problem for the Holy Ghost, is it? Hallelujah. Amen. And God is doing some amazing things there. And I'd like you tonight just to see a little bit of that revival. How many would like to make a little trip to Nicaragua for a few minutes? All right, brother, if you could help us back there, let's go to Nicaragua. Hallelujah. Can we give the Lord the praise? Hallelujah. Anybody excited tonight about God, what God is doing? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And I tell you, I'm so excited. I just can't stop thanking the Lord enough for what he is doing in Nicaragua. And I can't stop thanking enough because he allowed us to be a part of what's taking place there. Praise the Lord. Amen. Years ago, the Lord gave us the greatest privilege of our lives whenever he said, yes, you get to be a missionary.
You know, some people say, well, how hard was it? You know, how hard did you fight the call of God before you finally said yes? I said, no, you don't understand. You got it backwards. He said, I was the one begging God, can I, God, please, can I? He said, no, not yet. Well, Lord, can I now? And he said, no, it's not time. You're not ready yet. Now, Lord, finally, the Lord one day, he says, oh, all right, you can go. Amen. And when he said yes, I'd tell you that was one of the most exciting days of our lives. Praise the Lord. 27 years ago, that was to the country of Argentina, and we spent 10 years there in Argentina. And in the last 17 years, we've been serving in the country of Nicaragua. And I tell you, it's been an exciting, exciting journey. Praise the Lord. And we can't wait to get back. Praise the Lord. That's home. Amen. And I believe God's going to do that. You know, some time ago, we were in a service and in another state here a few months ago, and Brother Bill was leading the service. And Brother Bill got up and he said something really dangerous to say when there's a missionary around. He said, now, Brother Nix, he says, we're so glad to have you here today. And if there's anything we could do for you, you just let us know. Well, that's dangerous to say around a missionary. And I smiled really big when he turned the microphone to me. And I said, I want to thank Brother Bill for saying that. Because as a matter of fact, there is something you can do. And I reached in my Bible and I pulled out this little yellow piece of paper. And I said, now, Brother Bill, I said, this is a partner in missions enrollment form. And I said, and if you want to be a part of what God is doing in Nicaragua, all you have to do is fill that out. And then every month you can send in your offering. You'll be a part of what's taking place in Nicaragua. Praise the Lord. And you know what? He did. Amen. He really did. Praise God. And it's because of folks like him and folks like you around the country that are joining together with us as partners in what God is doing in Nicaragua, we're going to be getting back to Nicaragua. I believe that. And I just like to ask you to help us pray. Will you do that? Amen. I have this really big prayer request. We want to be back in Nicaragua in the next 4 months. In order for that to happen, we lack only 29 more partners that will join with us on a monthly basis, and we'll be on our way back to Nicaragua. Now, I believe God can supply those 29 new partners in the next 4 months. And I'd like to ask you to join with me and pray that God will do that. Amen. And I know folks say, you know, times are tough, economy's bad, and all these things. But you know what? God can go beyond all of that and supply. And so I'm going to ask you to put that on your prayer list if you do that. Amen. That God will send it in his way. And he knows how to do that. Praise the Lord. Don't you love the Lord tonight? Amen. I'd like to ask you to stand with me one more time in reverence to the word of the Lord. And I'd like to read a couple of verses and just share some things with you for the next few minutes. And I promise I won't hold you more than 3 hours. Amen. You got my word on that. Hallelujah. The book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 are some of my favorite verses. And oftentimes in the Latin American world, when we're visiting, thank you, churches, folks want you to sign their Bibles. Amen. And so when I sign their Bibles, many times I would put these verses along with my signature because they're so important. Verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding. And verse number 6 says, in all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall, it's a promise, he shall direct thy paths. Hallelujah. I like that. And I'd just like to talk to you for a few minutes about how exciting it is to fulfill the call of God. Would you pray with me? Jesus, thank you. Thank you so much for the privilege of being in this place tonight, Lord, being with these wonderful folks. And Lord, I just pray that you'll bless him tonight. God, I thank you for our congregational leader. I pray that you'll bless him and his family tonight. That you'll bless our bishop, Brother Schoonover, and his family. God, we just pray that you'll minister in the next few minutes in our lives. We give you the thanks and the praise in Jesus' wonderful name. Everyone said amen. Amen. You may be seated. I don't believe that anything that takes place in our life is by chance. I don't think God operates by accidents. But I am firmly convinced, and I sense that I'm among some people that believe that God directs the things that take place in our lives. Amen. Even jury duty. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. God knows exactly what he's doing, and I don't think it's accident, the things that take place in our life. But God is very much interested in what happens in your life and my life. And I'm not talking about, you know, some pie in the sky thing. I'm talking about in our everyday normal lives. Hallelujah. God wants to be involved in your life and my life. Praise the Lord. But you say, well, how does this all work? How does this thing? Because you see, I believe God has a plan for our lives, for my life, for your life, for every one of us. And we can call it different things. We can call it the plan. You can call it the path. You can call it God's will, God's purpose. I mean, different terms. But basically what it boils down to is there's something that God has in mind for each one of us. Hallelujah. On an ongoing basis. Praise the Lord. And you say, well, how does this all unroll? How does this work? Well, I think the key to that is in these two verses that we've read here, because God mentions two things here that whenever these things begin to work in our lives, that's whenever something exciting takes place. And the first one is acknowledging God. Amen. You say, well, yeah, I know there's a God up there somewhere, way up there in outer space. Yeah, I acknowledge that. No, I'm not talking about that kind of acknowledging. I'm talking about acknowledging that God is not only up there in outer space, but he's down here too. Hallelujah. And he's all around us, and he knows who I am. He knows who you are. He knows our name. He knows our address. He knows what's going on in our lives. Hallelujah. And whenever we begin to acknowledge him and say, yes, God, I know you're up there, but I also know you're here, and that you know about me and you care about me and you know what's going on in my life. And God, I just want you to know that whatever you want to do in my life, whatever you got planned, where you want me to go, whatever you want me to say, who you want me to talk to, God, I'm good with that. Amen. Acknowledging God, you know, from the time we get up in the morning to the time we go to bed at night, you know, everything that takes place. Say, God, okay, what do you want me to do? I'm good. That's whatever, Lord, I'm fine with that. Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing? When we acknowledge God, it's so awesome. Then the second thing is whenever we trust the Lord. You all heard of the trust test, right? You stand there, I'll stand right behind you. You just fall down backwards, and I'll catch you. You trust me, right? I'm not so sure. Well, there was one woman that she was very trusting, but she didn't listen very good. She fell forward, and there was no one there to catch her. Hallelujah. Amen. You said, no way am I going to fall backwards. Sure as anything, I fall backwards. You'll just leap aside and let me fall on the ground. Say, weren't you dumb to trust me? There's some people that do that too. But God doesn't do that. The truth of the matter is, we can trust God with our lives. Amen. You can trust God, you know, our plans, our future, you know, what God wants us to do and all the things. Because I know we're as human beings, you know, it's normal to want to plan everything out. It's normal to want to map our lives out and say, okay, well, you know, I want this to happen and that, and have goals and say, well, this and then that and then that. And I got it all figured out. But somewhere along the way, God says, I have a plan for you. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you're interested, I'd like to be involved in your life. And say, okay, God, whatever you want to happen, that's fine. I got the big picture. You know, I kind of have some big plans along the way. But God, however you want this to happen, whatever you want to do, God, I'm fine because I trust you. I trust you enough to let you do what you want to do in my life. And folks, when we acknowledge God on a daily basis and we begin to trust him with everything that he wants to make happen in our lives, life becomes exciting. It's an incredibly exciting adventure. Amen. Amen. I'll never forget a few years ago in Nicaragua, we were headed up into the mountains to visit a church that we hadn't been to before. And so I piled up our Sheets for Christ vehicle with some ministers, and we headed up into the mountains. And we went up the highway until we could go no further, and we turned off onto this little trail that went up to the foot of the mountain. And there was only one way in and the same way back out. So we headed up this trail, and we got up to the foot of the mountain there, and there they are waiting for us. And we climbed out, and they said, okay, okay, we're going to head over to the church. And I said, well, how far is it? And he said, well, you know, a little ways. Yeah, a couple miles later, we finally got there. Hallelujah. But when we got to that church on top of that mountain, I'm telling you, folks, they were having the time of their life. We worshiped, we praised and shouted, and God began to pour out his spirit, and folks were getting the Holy Ghost all over the place, and it was awesome, and nobody wanted to go home, and I think we had dismissed church three times that night. Amen. Everybody was happy, and the devil was mad. We headed back down the mountain back towards the car, and it was late, very dark, and we got in the car and started down that trail heading back to the highway. About halfway down the trail, there was this huge pile of rocks. So, wow, I don't remember that this afternoon when we came up here. And I stopped, and I was going to climb out and walk over there and see what this was and how to get around it. But just before I climbed out of the car, the pastor sitting beside me in the front seat was looking out the windshield, and he saw this little head peek out. He said, oh, my God, but the next, that's an ambush. We got to get out of here right now. Oh, God, you got to help us, oh, Lord. And the whole gang of them jumped out behind the rocks, and they had machetes and knives, and they go, oh, God, I'm in trouble. You know what? The God said, the word of God says that he'll be a very present help in the time of trouble. Amen? And I said, God, I'm in trouble. Yeah, I need some help. Amen. Well, that car was still in gear. Hey, praise the Lord, in four-wheel drive, and I popped the clutch, and we leaped over a ditch into a cornfield, and they were chasing after us. And I think, oh, God, any minute the bullets are going to hit us. But they never caught us. God was with us. Hallelujah. They never caught us. Amen. What am I trying to tell you? You can trust God with your lives. Amen. I don't know where your path's going to take you. I don't know what is down the road, around the bend a little bit in your life. But I do know one thing. We can trust God with our lives. Hallelujah. We can step out on that path and we can say, God, wherever you want to take me, I'm coming along, Lord, because I know that you're not going to leave me. You're not going to send me out on a job and then jerk the rug right out from under me. You're not going to tell me to go somewhere and do something and then say, okay, now you're on your own. No, God doesn't do that. We can trust God with our lives. Hallelujah. And over the last 17 years in Nicaragua, we've tried to reach out to every area of the country that we could. And thankfully today in Nicaragua, there's over 185 established churches. And every one of them want me to visit them every Sunday. Well, you know, that's kind of hard to do. In fact, I don't look, bro. If I manage to visit your church once a year, that's pretty good. Amen. But Brother Juan Gudiel, he was after me and after me. He wasn't taking no for an answer. When you going to come visit? He said, well, you know, I'm coming. Yeah, I know, but when? Well, you know, when? Well, you know, one of these days, which day? And he kept after me, wanted me to pin me down. You know, I admit I was a little reluctant to set a date because I knew what happened to the last guy that went there. But finally, he wouldn't take no for an answer. Okay, all right, I'm coming. I'll come. But you see, Brother Juan Gudiel's church, it wasn't in a nice city like Puyallup. It was out in the middle of the jungle. Amen. And to get there, well, we drove all day long in our truck, and we got to the ranch. And there at the ranch house, they were waiting for us with all of these beautiful animals, you know, the beautiful horses and mules. They look so pretty in the pictures. Till you climb on one and ride it out. I looked at that mule. I said, oh, all right. And I climbed on that mule, and we began to head out. And folks, I'm not talking about some nice flat little trail. No, this was down this river and up this and then, and over this river and over this rickety old bridge. And I said, oh, please, God, don't let the bridge fall. And the whole time we're going through this, and I'm praying, oh, God, please, God, no monsoon rain. Please, God, no monsoon rain. Because in Nicaragua, in the rainy season, when the monsoon rain hit, it's like somebody turns on a fire hydrant, just like, the water just pours down in 15, 20 minutes. You've got 5 feet of water raging through the ravine there, and it's so powerful. The last guy that went to visit this church, he got caught in one of those, and the current was so strong, the only way he could save his life, he put his bag of clothes in his teeth, and he's swimming with both arms just trying to get to the other side before he was drug away. And I said, please God, no monsoon rain, please God. Thank God it didn't rain. I just had to ride that old mule all day long. You know what? We got there, and in the middle of the jungle, there was a church, an apostolic church. You say, can anybody have church in the middle of the jungle? Uh-huh. Bible says where two or three gathered together in his name, he's going to be there. Hallelujah. And right there in the middle of the jungle, there they were. Hallelujah. Having church. And once again, God began to pour out his spirit. We began to have an awesome time. And it was a beautiful service. And after service, the pastor wanted to sit down and talk. And he wanted to visit. He says, you know, we don't get very many visitors out here. I wonder why. And we talked, and it got later and later, and I'm looking, I'm thinking, where am I going to spend the night? Here we are in the middle of the jungle, and I'm looking at his house, and it was just a little shack with a bunch of boards nailed together, one bedroom, and mom and dad and all the kids slept in that one bedroom. And I think, where am I going to sleep? And finally I said, brother, where am I going to spend the night? He said, oh, under the front porch. They dug out the space underneath the front porch, and the porch is held up by four poles, and they strung a hammock between two of the poles, and that was my bedroom. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, the morning came. It really did. And I rode that same mule all the way back to the ranch and drove my car all day long back to Managua. And I tell you, when I got home and slept in my own bed, that was nice. That was nice. You say, why would anybody do that? Why would anybody want to make such a trip into the jungle like that? Because there's a call. Because there's a call. And God will never leave hungry people without someone to reach out to them. He says, you know, there's some folks out there in the jungle that need to hear the word of God. He says, I wonder who I could get. I'll go. Okay, you'll do. He said, I'm nobody. He said, I couldn't do that. It doesn't matter who we are. God just needs somebody that will acknowledge him and say, God, whatever you want me to do, I'm good. I'm good with that. Amen. Isn't it amazing how God, he'll take a need and he'll supply, and whoever he finds is available and willing, he'll just plug them right into that. And the reason I'm telling you that is because God will do that for each one of us here tonight. Amen. Because I just believe that there's probably no lack of needs here in Puyallup. Amen. There's no lack of people that need God around here. I'm pretty sure of that. Amen. And God, and when there's somebody that says, God, you know, I just can't do this, I need help, God, and God's going to use us to connect and supply an answer. Hallelujah. All he needs is somebody that will acknowledge him and say, God, if you could use the likes of me, here I am. Amen. Hallelujah. And God will do it. But you know what? I do thank the Lord that not all the churches that I have to visit, I don't have to ride on a mule to get there. Amen. I'm thankful for that. But the church in El Sombrón, they'd been after me to come and visit them too. And the only problem was that they were on the backside of the other jungle. And the only way to get to them was by the river. But to get to the river, you had to ride the bus all day. So you say, well, no problem. You know, just go to the bus station, buy a ticket on Trailways or Greyhound. Nice reclinable seats and air conditioning. No. Not that kind of bus. No, I'm talking about the old yellow school bus kind. You know, the ones that they don't pass inspection here anymore, so they send them to us in Nicaragua. And that old beat up, dilapidated old bus, it was something else. And it was going to go down the worst highway in all of Nicaragua. I mean, millions of chuck holes. And I think that bus found every one of them. But I was so smart, you know, being very, very intelligent. And I said, I am going to get the best seat on that bus. Mm-hmm. Because I'm smart. And I was first one on that bus, and I raced to the back of the bus, and I picked me out the best seat, the very last seat, a window seat. Amen. I said, if nobody else rides this bus sitting down, I'm going to ride sitting down on this seat, and I can breathe out that window. And I sat down and crossed my arms, and I was just feeling so good because I was so smart. I got me the best seat. And then they began to fill up that bus. And folks, when they fill up a bus in Nicaragua, it's not pretty. I mean, they began racing and they began piling in there. It's not like two people to every seat, nice and polite. No, three or four jamming in there. In the aisles are four or five rows of people all packed together and hanging on to your life. And I'm sitting down and just, this is nice. I got my window seat. And we took off down that horrible highway, and that bus is just a bouncing and shaking and all over the place. And I'm feeling so good because I have my window seat. And we are going down that, and about an hour or so down the highway, I feel these drops coming in the window, smacking me on the face. Oh, this is great. It's going to rain a little bit. Wow, it's been so hot and so dusty. And yeah, a little bit of rain coming in and the window there. That's good. And I turned to one of the guys standing up in the aisle there, and I looked at him and said, Señor, isn't this great? It's starting to rain. He said, no, Señor, it's not raining. I said, yes, it is. No, Señor, it's not raining. But I know it's raining. I feel it's coming. It's hitting me on the face. I know. No, Señor, that's not rain. He said, the lady on the front row, she got sick. She's vomiting out the window. Oh, thank God for window seats. Thank God for rain. Amen. Well, we finally got to El Rama, and that was the end of the road, and I think it was the end of civilization, too. Because when we climbed off that bus, it was like stepping into a Louis L'Amour novel. Old, wild, wild west days. I mean, they showed us a hotel where we was going to spend the night, and it was just a bunch of wooden planks all nailed together and an old wooden board walking. There was no parking lot, but there was a hitching post there, and all the horses and mules are all tied up at the hitching post. And so we walked in. They showed me where I was going to spend the night in this room, and I'm looking all throughout the room. And there's a big piece of foam about that tall in there. That was my bed. And I'm looking, where's the bathroom? There's no bathroom in the room. And I said, where am I going to take a shower? So I went and I found someone. I said, where's the shower? Well, I want to take a shower. They said, oh, that's out back. And so I headed out back looking for the shower, and there it was. It was a little cubby hole out back there and some more planks nailed together. And inside was an old horse trough with water in it and a little plastic bowl. And that was my shower. Well, the next morning it was time to go down to the docks and get on the boat to go up the river into the jungle. And so we headed down to the dock, and there's a boat sitting there. And I'm looking at that boat, and there were about 30 of us to climb on that boat. And I'm looking, I said, where are the seats? They said, there aren't any. Where am I supposed to sit then? Well, don't you see those planks there? There's five planks going across the board from front to back. So six of you to a plank, and we're all sitting on those planks, all crowded together like that. No backs or anything, just sitting there. And I said, okay, well, now we're on board. Now we can go. And he said, oh, no, we're not done loading yet. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, you know, the chickens and the cat and the pig and the bags and the groceries and all. And they got that thing so loaded, it's about that far from the water. I said, now we can go. Oh, good. Now we can go. And they cranked up that motor, and folks, we were flying 40 miles an hour down that river. I mean, we were just flying down that river. Now, this is all right. Oh, man, I like this. Oh, yeah. This river travel, this is pretty good. I can do river. And about that time, the monsoon rain hit. You know that one I was worried about? Well, it hit. 40 miles an hour down the river, and that rain just pouring down, and it felt like needles being driven into your face. And oh, wow. And the captain's, don't worry, we got plastic. And they pull out this big roll of black plastic, is about as wide as the boat there. And so everybody on this side, we reach up, we grab a hold of that plastic, and we're holding on for dear life. 40 miles an hour going down the river, holding on to that plastic, and the rain's just pouring, and there were so many holes in the plastic, the water's just pouring on the inside, and we're getting soaked by the minute underneath the plastic. And after an hour or so, this goes on, the boat stops right in the middle of the river. And says, what? What's going on here? Well, this is where you get off. Who? Me? Yeah, you. Right here? Right here. And then you're going to pull over to the bank? Right here in the middle of the room. Oh, God, what am I going to do now? And then I looked, and up the fork of the river, coming out of the jungle up there, here comes the pastor down the river in this little old canoe-like thing. And it had a little half-horse motor on it. And he's going, boom, 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 boom. And he parks right beside our boat in the middle of the river. And they said, okay, now drop your bag down into the canoe there and climb down into that canoe. Be careful now. Don't fall in the river. I'm like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. There's crocodiles. There's snakes. God, there's everything. God, please don't let me fall in the river. And somehow in the middle of the storm, I climbed down out of that boat into that canoe, and I didn't fall in, thank God. But there's no roof on it. There was no plastic, nothing. And the rain's just pouring down. And we headed up that fork of the river into the jungle. By the time we got to the landing where the church was, my clothes were so soaked, you could wring them out two or three times. And I climbed out of the boat, and the water just sloshing out of my shoes. You know, it was worse the other morning than when he's golfing, I think. Amen. Hallelujah. But I mean, the water was just pouring out of our clothes. Hallelujah. And I think, oh, Lord, it was time to get ready for church. Well, nothing to do. Change our clothes. And about that time, the rain stopped. And the sun came out, and it was 110 degrees. Hot, humid after all that rain. It just a blazing hot. And they got ready, and we made it over the church, and the sun was starting to set. And we got over the church, and folks all had their hankies out. And they were just going to town with their hankies there. And I think, wow, these folks are spiritual. Man, look at them. Man, they really know how to praise the Lord. And I said, wow, I'm impressed. And then I realized something. When the sun goes down in the jungle, the skeeters come out. And there were millions of them. I mean, that big. And they were everywhere. And then they were trying to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Get off of there. Thank you, Jesus. Go away. Hallelujah. Don't you bite me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Get off of there. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Get off and go away. The whole time. And you say, how could anybody feel God after that rainstorm, after the blazing sun, the sweating and the wet clothes and the skeeters? And you know what? We did. Amen. In the midst of impossible situation, God began to pour out his spirit. Say, but that's impossible. In those kind of conditions, how could that possibly be? I mean, there wasn't even electricity. The only light we had in the place was some candles on the wall and some on that wall. And that's the only light we had. But in the midst of the jungle, in the middle of the jungle, fighting off the skeeters, the whole service by candlelight, miserable conditions, God began to pour out his spirit. God began to unleash his power. And he did some awesome things that night. And folks are filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Because you see, it doesn't matter where we're at. You can be in the jungle in the middle of Nicaragua. Hallelujah. Or you can be in Puyallup, Washington, United States. You can be in Africa, in Europe, in Asia. It doesn't matter where. But when folks are hungry for God, God is going to reach out. God's going to pour out his spirit. And all he needs is somebody that's willing to allow God to direct their paths, hallelujah, to allow God to send us along a path, hallelujah, and begin to use us the way he wants to do. And I'm convinced tonight that that same God that pours out his spirit in Nicaragua is the same Jesus we preach here in Puyallup, Washington. Hallelujah. Does anybody believe that tonight? Hallelujah. Does anybody believe that today, in this present day, that God will direct our steps? He'll do it, folks. And it's the most exciting thing in the world. Now, is it fun all the time? No, not exactly fun all the time, but it's exciting. You say, why would you want to do any of that sort of thing? Well, you know what? It's better than being bored. You know, people sit around and say, I'm bored. I don't have anything to do. Well, I tell you what. You sign on to walking with the Lord. Amen. To acknowledging God every day, all day long. Hallelujah. And letting God direct your paths and trusting God to do what he wants to do. I'm telling you, it won't be boring. I promise you, it won't be boring. You see, but what's going to happen? I don't know. What's going to take place down the road? I don't know. That's what's exciting about it. We don't know. If we knew everything's going to happen, then it'd be boring. Hallelujah. And something, you know, if we knew something's going to happen, no way am I going to do that. If you'd have told me when we went to Nicaragua 17 years, some of the things we're going to have to go through, I don't know if I'd have had the guts to answer the call. God doesn't tell us everything along the way. But he puts something in our heart. You know, in some of the darkest moments, and there were, you say, well, it's all been fun and games, right? No, no. There have been some pretty dark times. I'm not going to lie to you. There have been some times where it was so dark and so hard that everything within us is crying, why don't you just quit and just give up? I mean, what are you doing this for anyway? And, you know, good people, good quote unquote godly people, some say, you know, God wouldn't blame you if you did. You know, I mean, he'd understand. I mean, you just go home, quit. But there was every reason to go home, every reason to quit by men's lodging. But I just couldn't get away from that call. Because when everything said, nobody blame you, I said, yeah, but what about the call? If there's one thing I know, I don't know how this is going to, honestly, I don't see any way out of this hole. I don't see anything out of way out of this crisis. But God, I can't quit. I know you called me here. I know you gave me a job to do until you release me. I ain't quitting. You're going to have to make me leave. And you know what? God brought us through. And the sun came up again. Hallelujah. And revival has burst forth. Amen. And I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what situations you're going through, what kind of difficulties, and there's going to be. I mean, if we took a poll here tonight, I know you could tell me some things that make my hair rise. But I can tell you something tonight. Don't be afraid to trust the Lord with your life. Because when we acknowledge God and we say, God, you're in control. I'm not running the shots. I'm not calling the shots. You are Lord. So I'm trusting you with my life. He's not going to abandon us as long as we're willing to walk with him. And so I want to leave that with you as we close tonight. I want to challenge you to simply walk the walk. I don't know where it's going to lead. Don't ask me how it's all going to turn out in the interim, because I can't. But I do know the end. I do know where it all ends. And it's worth it. It's worth it walking with the Lord. Can you say praise the Lord? God bless you tonight.